No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
Hey, and welcome in to the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. It is much appreciated. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. This is my city. That's the new campaign for the VSOP. If you have not tried the Remy Martin VSOP, do yourself a favor, live your life better, and try it. I think that you will very, very much enjoy it. Not that you need to know this, but the pod is on the road this week. I decided that I needed some sunshine. I am becoming, I can share with you, because I've shared with anyone who will ask me about this. Not that you care about what my life goals are, but my life goal, like my big like life goal outside of like career stuff, I don't want to do winter anymore. Like, in bits and pieces, I'm fine with it. And obviously, when you make your home Chicago, it's hard to not do winters. But we've been blessed over the last couple of years. But I've noticed that when you do the time change, like, I'm one of those people that's very much affected. And with the new schedule, I shouldn't say new. It's been a year and a half now with Speaks, but with that schedule, I noticed last year that when the time change happened, like, it messed with me a little bit. So I fled to the sun. I am spending the week in Phoenix, and I love it out here. If you've listened to the pod for forever, you know that that's the case. But I truly love it out here, and this experience, this time, has been great. Although it's been weird weather-wise here, last night, I luckily, because I was thinking about it, because I've rented a car. Last night, I went to downtown Phoenix, or technically Roosevelt Row in Phoenix, because one of my favorite restaurants is there. It's a place called Taco Cello. If you were in the greater Phoenix area, I don't care if you're in Mesa or Queen Creek or wherever, make the drive to Taco Cello. It will remind you of all the places out here that I've been to, and granted, I haven't been to every place, but of all the places that I've been to, it is, to me, the place that most reminds me of Mexican food in Chicago. Mexican food in Phoenix is interesting because it's Sonoran, and it's not really a thing like Chicago Mexican food. Like, it takes some getting used to. One of the places I actually do like in Chicago that has like a Sonoran flavor to it is Old Pueblo in Lincoln Park, but a lot of the places are, It's different than what you're used to if you come from Chicago, but Taco Cello is great. Anyway, Taco Cello is in Roosevelt Row. It's one of my favorite neighborhoods here in Phoenix. and I went there. So I'm staying north of there. And luckily, I went south and went down there because there was a major hailstorm out here. And it has rained every day, portions of every day that I've been here. And I got here Saturday afternoon. It is rained portions of every day, which is bizarre. And granted, November is usually when Phoenix gets a little bit of rain, but it was heavy downpours, flash flood warnings, thunderstorm warnings, you name it. You name it! They had it going on. But I like being here. It's quiet. I love mountains. I find it to be extremely peaceful. You didn't tune in for all of that, right? Well, let me get to the college football stuff. I'm going to spend some time talking less about the games and about some of the coaching stuff because that intrigued me. Granted, I really enjoy watching Michigan Northwestern. That game was a lot of fun. The Alabama-Oklahoma game was frustrating as all hell for me. Oklahoma, man, Venable seems to understand what Kalen DeBoer wants to do. And in the 2 years that they have matched up, it has not been good for Alabama. But Eastern Illinois and Auburn better watch out because Bama needs those two wins to now secure a place in the college football playoff. And since I've made it to the college football playoff, the Notre Dame-Miami thing in the rankings is absurd. They've got to figure out a way to make head-to-head count more. But I promised myself that I wouldn't get too frustrated with any of the rankings until we get to the end. And considering that there's still a ton of stuff left to do to decide who's going to be in, who's going to be out, I'm not going to cry about it until we get to those places. Now, some coaching stuff. The Steve Sarkisian thing is really interesting to me. If you go back a few weeks ago and you remember the Diana Rossini report on it, I understand that in the moment why Sark kind of pushed back on it. I don't know how true it is. I haven't really talked to anyone about it. I wish Diana wouldn't have. It seemed like when she got pushed back on it, like she fell back on her reporting. And I wish she wouldn't have. Now you're starting to see other people be like, hey, I'm hearing that Sark could leave and that this could be a mutual parting of the ways. Because if Arch Manning is the guy for the next 2 years or whatever at Texas, I don't know if that's going to be a thing that allows you to win. And Texas wants to be in the business of winning right now. The other thing is Sark might not want these headaches. The headaches of recruiting and then re-recruiting your own kids every year with NIL. He is such a exquisite offensive mind that I do think the challenge of the NFL, and he's been there before. He's worked in the NFL before. So it's not like it would be completely foreign to him to go and do it. But man, his name is being mentioned for everything. Like absolutely everything out there. So, you know, it's, yeah, he was with the Raiders. I thought he had some NFL background. He was a QB coach for the Raiders back in 2004. That was a long time ago, but still, at least having that on your resume is a good thing. The Texas job is one of those jobs that seem like similar to Alabama, seems thankless. You win 9 games at Texas, you win 9 games at Alabama, people are going to start getting mad. Like, they want you to win more if you're going to be there. But I think that Sark would be a fine candidate for whatever job if he wanted to go pro. I think he'd be really, really good at it. So I hope that he wants to stay at Texas, because I think he's good for college football and his story is important for college football. The pressures of it, of being a coach and overcoming addiction and everything that has gotten him to the place that he's at right now as a coach. I hope that he stays there. I love the way that him and his wife actually like represent the University of Texas. And it's cool to see that, you know, she is, L'Oreal is a personality all of her own, you know, and seeing them preside over the University of Texas football team in a very fun and stylish way is cool. LSU said that they are open to Ed Orgeron coming back and being the head coach, which I find to be, ridiculous. Now, if some of the rumors are true, that if he came back with Lane Kiffin, okay, because isn't that, that's the Vance Joseph story, right? Where Vance Joseph was head coach at Denver, and now he's back there as defensive coordinator at Denver, which is a weird thing. Which leads us into the conversation about Lane. Lane Kiffin is in one of the most enviable spots in sports right now. He is the man that everyone wants in college football, and he is in a place that wants to keep him. They have a chance to win the national championship this year. I don't think they will, but they have a chance to do that. LSU would like to have Lane Kiffin. Florida would like to have Lane Kiffin. And I wonder if there's some NFL teams that would like to circle back on Lane Kiffin. He's got a beautiful offensive mind, and he seems to have found himself. And I'm happy for him. He was on my short list for the Alabama job last year when it was open. And I'm all right with Kalen DeBoer now, unless he loses to Auburn. But I'm all right with Kalen DeBoer and him being the head coach. But
this Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress for a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The thing about Lane, and I've mentioned it before on the podcast, I think that he has done an incredible job of very quietly changing the way that Mississippi football is presented. And I think as a university, they owe him a debt of gratitude that goes beyond money. He has made it more comfortable for people who are not of the South and maybe not of the old South to go down there. If you look, they have quietly removed some of the things that make people uncomfortable in watching Mississippi football. Even the fact that there's a lot more use of Mississippi instead of Ole Miss when talking about that program. And almost no one calls them by their name anymore. You don't hear a lot of, here come the Rebels. You don't hear that. And Lane has done an incredible job of kind of taking the focus off of that and kind of moving it to the future. They don't want him to leave Oxford, and I feel like there are a ton of alums that want to try to give him some money to stick around. And they have given him raises. It's not like Mississippi's not being cheap, but LSU is desperate, and Florida is super desperate. The Billy Napier thing went on, I think, 1 year longer than it should have. And I know that there were plenty of people that wanted to give him a chance, and it just never happened for him there. Quarterback gets hurt. It's a whole thing. And by the time the team is ready to take the next step, the quarterback gets hurt, and they don't take the next step. It comes down to, are you Shaka Smart used to always say, you don't run from happiness. Then he did it, by the way. He did run from happiness at VCU and ran to Texas. And now he has truly found happiness again at Marquette. It's a great place for him. It's a place that he loves. Loves Wisconsin. I think about that with Lane. I don't know what Lane loves other than being the smartest dude in the room when it comes to football and winning games. And cutting up. Like, I enjoy the way that he cuts up. He was doing an interview last week, and one of his players came over, and Lane handed him the belt so that he could, you know, act like they whooped their ass, right? So, like, that's the type of thing that you get with Lane. Like, he seems to take football seriously now, but doesn't take himself seriously. And that's a cool thing. Either one of those jobs would be cool, but what do you want? Like, what makes you happy? And what can be offered from LSU or Florida be something that makes you happy? Those are things to think about. I kept thinking about that with James Franklin this week, too. And I understand why Penn State felt the need to fire James Franklin. And maybe you could make the argument that they had gone as far as they were going to go with James Franklin as their front man. But you have to remember what was going on at Penn State. And then you have two coaches who come in and try to fix everything. And Bill O'Brien had other ideas about what his career was going to be. Ironically, he ends up back in college, and things are not great for Boston College, by the way. They're not. But James Franklin comes in, and everyone knows that that guy has an incredible resume for building programs. And I really like him. And I think that for Virginia Tech, who's been looking to be solidified for a long time, and it's a weird situation because Brent Pry was one of James Franklin's assistants. He ends up replacing one of his assistants. Like, that's got to be odd. But I could make the argument that with James Franklin and with the ACC being what it is right now, I could make the argument that James Franklin is going to be in a college football champion, a playoff, before Penn State gets back there. That in the ACC, James Franklin could end up back there as soon as in 2 years. And I don't know if I see Penn State doing that. Penn State's a – recruiting to Penn State is hard. That place is in the middle of nowhere, and I know what you're saying, Lawrence. So is Blacksburg, Virginia. You're right. It's true. But State College PA, it's like trying to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame. You gotta have a plan. Like, you just can't fly direct. You got to have a plan, and there's going to be some driving involved, even if you fly. But I think that he has a chance to kind of turn things around, and I thought that he handled things beautifully at the Virginia Tech press conference. Those things are always weird because I'd love to talk to coaches honestly about that. But those things are always really weird. You got your family, you're getting off a plane, there's a band and the cheerleaders and the board of regents and all of these things. But this guy, his approach to being a college football coach, which is a, I'm going to be damning him with faint praise here, okay? Because being a college football coach can make people think that they're more important than they are. I think that he does it as well as anybody. He seems to really care about being a college football coach and what that means. And he knows how to build a program. His whole career, that's what he's done. He's built programs. So in the case of Virginia Tech, he's got some rebuilding that he has to do. But I think that he can do it. Like, you look at that resume, man. You look at that resume. And the job he did at Vanderbilt, what he did at Penn State, and what I expect he'll do at Virginia Tech. I feel like this is a job that he will grow old in. Maybe he'll chase it again. Maybe there'll be another big job that'll be available in a couple years if he gets Virginia Tech to 8-9 wins in a season. But I feel like after his experience at Penn State, maybe being at a place where you're not going to get destroyed if you don't win at a level that people think you should. Like, you can probably, at Penn State now, because of the bar that Bill O'Brien and James Franklin raised, people were expecting things. I don't know if the level of expectation is going to be that big at Virginia Tech, but I wish him a lot of luck. And I was moved by his press conference, watching him talk about his career trajectory, what he hopes for Virginia Tech, what he accomplished at Penn State. I thought he handled it with more class than most people would have. And maybe handled it with more class than Penn State deserved. You know what I'm saying? That might be a thing. But I wish him a lot of luck. It's really cool. One more thing before we get out of here. That Texas A&M comeback is amazing. I was laughing at them and thought they were dead and gone. And then Marcel Reed and that offense absolutely turn that game around. I posted up at one of my favorite places out here in Phoenix and watched the end of that game into the Alabama game. So you can imagine I did not feel great on Saturday night about sports. Felt great about other stuff, but did not feel great about what was happening in college football. The incident with the trooper was bizarre, and I hope that the heat stays on that trooper and that incident. And I hope that South Carolina doesn't just wash their hands of it, because rules were broken and there needs to be punishment. I was as surprised as anyone that there was action taken in that situation. And we'll see what ends up happening. But I've already gone on too long, and I appreciate your support. Thanks so much for the love. It's truly appreciated. And I love having a forum to talk about college football. It doesn't really play on the score, even though I think that if we put a little bit of effort into it, we could. But you know, the demographics of the audience are so fragmented, it would be difficult to pull off. Like, I was hoping that Illinois would be really good this season, because that could have been the gateway drug for us to doing more. But, you know, Speaks doesn't really have a team. I'm an SEC guy, like being a Bama dude. Tanny does like Notre Dame, and Alex is an Iowa guy. So we have some things covered. Alex really knows college football. Like, he's real sharp on a lot of things, but that guy's he knows college football. He was at Colorado. Oh, speaking of coaches, I wonder if Coach Prime is going to be back next year, but we'll get into that in a later episode. But to get back to the scores coverage of college football, because the city is filled with everyone, it's hard to drill down on what type of coverage we should do from week to week or day to day. And I haven't seen any data with a compelling case that we should do more of it compared to doing another bear segment or bull segment. If the audience wasn't as fragmented, it would be easier. And I look at some of the other major markets, like New York doesn't talk a lot of college football. LA doesn't talk a lot of college football, and they've got USC, so there's some of that. And UCLA to a lesser extent. Houston, yeah, because now you're in Texas and that stuff matters. But in most of the big markets, there isn't a ton of it. I've been listening out here in Phoenix, and Phoenix is a growing market. And they got Crazy Kenny down here. Like, Kenny Dillingham is hilarious. And you're seeing it, like, they're definitely trying to grow it, and there's more space for it now because the Yotes are now playing in Utah. But in most of these big markets, college football is way down on the list of priorities, which sucks because I like it and I like talking about it, which is why I'm glad that we get to do it here. All right, I'm up. I am done. I hope that you have a wonderful time. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to OmahaSteaks.com right now. That's OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.